Civics 101 is supported in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
George W. Bush of the state of Texas has received for President of the United States 271 votes. Al Gore of the state of Tennessee has received 266 votes.
This is Civics 101. I'm Hannah McCarthy.
I'm Nick Capodice.
Today, we are tackling a big what-if question that we got from a listener. They ask, what is the likelihood that we will get rid of the Electoral College system? Is anyone actively working toward that goal?
First things first, we should establish what it is we're actually talking about here.
First of all, it's not a college. It's not a place.
This is Rebecca Dean, professor of political science at the University of Texas at Arlington.
It is the process by which we formally choose the president.
The Electoral College is a system. It's a buffer between we, the people who vote, and the actual election of a president.
When we go into the voting booth, we're not actually voting for that person. We're voting for who that person's party have selected as a slate of electors. These people then, in December, they gather in their state capitals, usually at the state legislature, the Capitol building, and they vote.
Part of the point of the Electoral College is that in the event that the uninformed citizenry votes for, let's say, a tyrant, an elector can choose not to then vote for that person. That would make them what's called a faithless elector, a fail-safe in the event that the people choose poorly. We have had a handful of faithless electors over the course of history, but never enough to actually prevent the winner from winning.
And very quickly, let's talk about winning. The number of electors your state gets is based on population. There are 538 total electors, so a really populous state gets a lot of electors, like California with 55, but a low population state like Nebraska gets just 3. You need an absolute majority of those 538 electoral votes to win, making 270 the magic number.
Now, why does anyone want to get rid of the system? Well, it means that you can lose the nationwide popular vote by nearly 1-4 and still win the election. And it means that swing states, states that could vote Democrat or Republican, get the most attention during the campaign.
Basically, a lot of people say that because of all this, the Electoral College doesn't give us an outcome that represents the will of the majority of voters. So let's get to that hypothetical now. What is the likelihood that we'll get rid of the Electoral College? And is anybody actively working towards that?
And let's get one thing clear. The Electoral College is in the Constitution. So to get rid of it, we'd have to have a constitutional amendment. Here's what that would take.
There are two stages, the proposal stage and the ratification stage. The proposal stage takes 2/3 of state legislatures or conventions called by state legislatures to get a proposal off the ground. But it takes 3/4 for it to be ratified. The bar that the Founding Fathers set for changing the Constitution is quite high.
In other words, chances of actually abolishing the Electoral College are pretty slim. Lest we forget, though, the Constitution tells us another little something about how voting should work in the U.S., that states are in charge of it.
As of the publishing of this episode, 15 states in the District of Columbia have joined something called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. If it goes into effect, it means that electors from the states who have joined it will vote for whoever won the popular vote nationally, as opposed to just in their state, essentially making the Electoral College moot. Combined, these states have 196 electoral votes, but the popular vote compact doesn't go into effect unless that number reaches 270, the magic number supermajority. They need more states to join on. And so, for now, those states are sticking to the Electoral College process. That does it for Ask Civics 101. But there are way more questions where that came from. And if you want to throw yours into the mix, we will find the answers. Just click the link on our homepage at civics101podcast.org.